But now we've got Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens on the line, and a lot coming up in Hillsborough. Last Friday is, of course, coming up later on this week, and a cool event starting next month as well. So, Mayor Stevens, thanks for joining us.
Glad to be on the air with you, Aaron.
And Last Friday's coming up. I know every time we get on the phone and we talk about Last Friday's coming up, I'm like, man, this month has flown by. But
Just like every month, here it is.
Just like every month,
of course,
yeah.
Last Friday's are the signature event in Hillsborough, and it is such a good time for everybody, young and old, and everything in between. Music on the courthouse square. There's a Last Friday gallery walk. The restaurants are open. There's music in various corners, usually up by the Presbyterian Church. They're generally giving away ice cream. It is just a fun time to be in Hillsborough, and so you want to make your way down. I believe the band this month is Drew Faust and the Slim Pickets. Mm-hmm. Promises to be good. You know, it's probably going to be warm. And
yeah, I was
going
to say that ice
okay.
cream giveaway
be,
is going
to
be...
water out there, and you'll be able to find things to drink and some good food. And then come on by the galleries and cool off a little bit. In fact, I'm going to have Hillsborough's second largest brewery here in Hillsborough, Regulator Brewery, will be having a few samples at my little gallery there on just down from Cup of Joe's on King Street, Studio HSBO. So come on by.
Awesome. That that free ice cream is going to come in really handy this Friday, right?
Don't you know it.
All right, so that's this Friday again, 6:30 to 9:30. And I got to mention, and we'll be talking about this as we get into next month as well, but Hillsborough Chamber and a bunch of other organizations are coming together to do Sundays in Hillsborough, which is going to be Sunday afternoons from mid-August through the end of October. And this is going to be exciting, too.
Very, very exciting. And, I mean, one, it's music. It'll be music again downtown. A lot of restaurants are planning to have extended hours. Galleries will be open. I'll try to be open as much as possible on that day. There'll be some carriage rides and some other activities and sort of fun things to do on Sunday afternoon. Starts in mid-August. And so, Hillsborough is just a great place for music. So, you know, on last Fridays, we've got the River Park concert coming up. They're going to have music on Sundays. Hog Day, later in the year.
Of course.
So just as well as three or four places that have regular music every week at the Ash Street and Mystery Brew Pub and Hot Tin Roof. So seems to be a real music place here in Hillsborough. So come on out.
And I don't know if it's just me or if just my particular reaction to this, but I always think whenever I'm in a downtown and you hear, you see people on the sidewalks performing music, or you hear music coming out of venues and bars and music clubs and things like that, it makes the downtown more vibrant. So the more of that, the better. Better, I think.
Well, and if I think about Hillsborough, Aaron, is what we're contributing now to American culture as much as anything. And it really is an arts district for certainly for Orange County and for the Triangle, that the arts and in particular music and writing is really woven into just the rhythm of life here. So we're known as a literary town because certainly there's quote famous authors who are make their home here, but it is much more than that. It's we have homegrown writers, and that literature and poetry is kind of written into the rhythm of the thing. It's the same for art and particular music. So we have places like Yep Rock Records, and we get national figures sort of coming through. We've got Music Makers Relief Foundation here, plenty of local bands, and plenty of well-known bands coming through. But we also have people who are moving up through the ranks. We have sort of kids programs. Music, and you just find it on the streets, and so there's a sort of whatever level there's it's that music and that art is just woven into just how we roll here.
Well, check out hillsboroughchamber.com. That's the Hillsborough Chamber's website for more information about Sundays in Hillsborough. Again, it's going to be every Sunday afternoon beginning August 14th and running through October 30th with concerts on the courthouse lawn, carriage rides, a whole lot more. So check out schedule. They've got some of the performers already scheduled, so you can get that schedule and a whole lot of other information about things that are going on for that. Again, hillsboroughchamber.com is that website. We're speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, and we've got to talk about this this thing that's coming up, or I think it might actually already have gotten underway. The Hillsborough Police Department is going to begin stopping kids to reward them for good behavior, specifically wearing helmets while riding their bikes. They're launching a citation patrol where, tell me if I've got this right, they're going to be around town, Hillsborough police officers, they're looking for kids who are doing the right thing and wearing their helmets while riding their bikes and being safe. And if they see one, they'll give them a gift card from McDonald's. And if they see someone who's riding around without a bike helmet, they'll have bike helmets in their cars that they can just give them for free, right?
Well, that is indeed the case. And you spoke a little bit earlier about community policing. Mm-hmm. And so very proud of our department. We've had a community policing kind of model, but they really work at it, live by it. We're working on use of force policies and body cam policies and all those things long before Ferguson. Our folks just continue to look for new ways about how can we get out in the community. A couple months ago, we started a whole new patrol system, which almost doubled the presence. We got several calls from neighborhoods for people who were saying, there's a lot of police in our neighborhood. Is something going on in here? And we said, no, we're just working really hard to make sure that the police are visible, that they're connected to the communities. It's been in the news lately that we had one of our squads found some kids who didn't have bicycles that had been stolen when they were the police were responding mm-hmm. to a different call. And so just out of our own pocket, they just bought the kids bicycles.
That's really cool.
Well, in a similar way, I think our folks were looking at what other police departments are doing. They noticed that Rollsville had this sort of community citation program. And we also had a young man in Hillsborough who was hit by a car. Mm-hmm. And the police had responded to that. Nobody was charged. It was a simple accident. But it was just really, really clear that, this makes a huge difference just having that helmet on. And so the kid was okay, but his bike was destroyed. And so the police department actually got the kid a new bike. And they said, this is really, really important. We want to make sure that kids not only have bikes, but they really know how to ride them safely. And so, let's work well in Rollsville. Let's start it up here in Hillsborough. So that's what they're doing.
So has it started yet, or is it about to get underway?
It is underway.
All right. Have they given out gift cards yet? Have they given out helmets?
I am sure they have. Giving out bicycles. I haven't talked to the police chief yet this week, they're well underway. And again, like I said, that's just a day in, day out. When you're walking on Riverwalk, you'll see officers patrolling the area and again out the community. If you walk downtown, it's a pretty common sight to see that just officers want to chat with folks and just get to know that we're people too. Mm-hmm. And certainly are very responsive to crime issues or to concerns when you need a police officer there. But right now they just want to look for things going right. And so really applaud this program that they're doing.
Which is really cool. Again, we're talking to Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens. What we're talking about is the citation patrol is what they're calling it at the yes. Hillsborough Police Department, giving out gift cards to McDonald's for kids who are doing the right thing, wearing a bike helmet while riding around on their bikes and being safe and giving them a bike helmet if they don't have one. I was reading about this the other day and I thought it was just such a really cool program, but I couldn't help thinking about last year, I think it was last summer, Chapel Hill Police tried to do a similar thing, rewarding drivers for doing the right thing, and they had to call off the program before it even started because drivers were sort of upset about the prospect of being pulled over for not doing anything wrong. So is that anything that you're worried about with kids on bikes?
I don't think we're worried about that so much with bicycles. And, I think maybe adults get a little busy and just don't want to be stopped. You
right,
don't want to be late
right.
for a meeting, even if it's an officer tell you you're doing well. I think there's two parts about that. I mean, one, there's a time issue, but when we have, for instance, traffic stops in various neighborhoods, it's not unusual to get a complaint. And people say, why is the officer stopping here? Why are they checking? We don't want to be in, quote, a police state. I'll usually get double the number of thank yous that I do to complaints. We're so glad the police are here and have a presence. I think the police are always fighting this, I want to say, stigma that if you're being stopped, something's wrong, people assume something's wrong, or that you only want to see police when there's something wrong, otherwise just please stay out of my life. That's what we're really trying to, push against and create a whole different model with community policing. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, the police are really part of the fabric of the community. So walking down the street, we'll chat with people, we'll step into a restaurant, we'll drive around in the neighborhoods and chat with folks or chat with the kids, and particularly working with the young folks, that seems to be the way to go. In addition to the regular programs we have, like you know, the various tutoring programs and fundraisers and all the other things that they do, but just be present in the community, chat with folks, start building lots of relationships, and to do that, you know, particularly with the young folks where they're out in the neighborhoods, it's a good way to go.
Again, hillsboroughchamber.com if you want to know more about that Sundays in Hillsboro event coming up, or series of events coming up next month running through October. HillsboroNC.gov is the town's website if you want to find out more about that. Mayor Stevens, we got to let you go, but before we do, you mentioned police going to be on a Riverwalk. You'll see them there. And should reiterate the connection between the Riverwalk and the historic speedway is open now. Right?
Oh, it is open now. We had a fabulous ribbon cutting ceremony last Friday. Been walking it every morning. It is just amazing how many people are out there early in the morning, particular before the heat arrives.
You got to be out there early, yeah. Now with the heat where it is,
yeah. So it's happening in Hillsboro. Riverwalk is wonderful. You can walk all the way to Speedway, and we should talk about this at another time, because it's not just a Speedway in the downtown, but it really connects the neighbors in mm-hmm. Tuscarora and Forest Ridge, and it's really all about that connectivity. So
absolutely. All right. Well, yeah. We'll let you go. We'll talk about that again in a later time. But Hillsboro Mayor Tom Stevens, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.